And there are temptations, there are challenges, there are plans, there are schemes, there are things that the enemy has planned and is planning to bring your way. I can stop them from coming to you. You know why? Because everything in this life goes through my filter.
Amen.
Goes through my filter. Nothing comes to you without passing it through me. So I can stop things that are not supposed to come your way. Things that are more tougher, stronger, that can break you. No, I will not let them come. When Nebuchadnezzar was telling the people of the three Hebrew guys that, hey, listen to me, I am going to let the fire burn you alive if you don't bow down to my image. And they said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to defend ourselves when it comes to this matter. We believe and we know without shadow of doubt that the God we serve is able to do what? The God we serve is able to do what?
Deliver us.
You know the scripture. Be confident and say it for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God we serve is able to do what?
Deliver us.
He said it. And Nebuchadnezzar said, you don't know. Hey, let the fire burn how many times? 7 times. And let us see if your God can deliver you. To the understanding of Nebuchadnezzar, or to the best knowledge of Nebuchadnezzar, that fire burning 7 times hotter, no man born of a woman can deliver you out of it. Or nobody. So he thought that they can't survive. But do you know that they survived?
Amen.
To Nebuchadnezzar, they can't survive. Nobody can deliver you from this fire. This fire will burn you to ashes. And I believe that the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, when they were bound and they were being taken to the fire, God didn't deliver them when they were arrested that day. Did he? God didn't deliver them when they were being bound. God didn't cut the rope. Did he? When they were being carried by those strong men, God didn't deliver them from their hand. Did he?
No.
When did he deliver them? In the fire.
Yes.
Oh, which means that this fire, God knew that will not burn them.
Amen.
Because God took the burning, in fact, all the hurting out of the burning fire.
Amen.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
The ability of the flames to hurt, to do damage to them, God took that ability out of it.
Amen.
So they entered into the fire like an air-conditioned place. And when they looked into the fire later on, Nebuchadnezzar, when he inquired of from the other people around, didn't we take 3 people into the fire? What did they say? They say, yes, we did. And he said, but how come I see 4? And even the 4 people I see in the fire, what are they doing there? What is happening to them? They are moving about, just moving. They are enjoying themselves as if it's not even fire. In the midst of fire, when Nebuchadnezzar looked and saw them in there, what was his expectation? How did he expect them to be behaving? Tell them or demonstrate to me. Shouting,
Living.
Throwing their hands like yeah. that. Oh, oh, oh. And then they're gone. But Nebuchadnezzar saw that they were just moving majestically. And they were singing some beautiful, amazing, awesome songs in the fire. Maybe because it was far away, Nebuchadnezzar didn't hear what they were singing, but he could see them. Let me say to somebody here listening to the sound of my voice, Nebuchadnezzar thought that his fire can burn, but he didn't know his fire cannot burn them. Because God has the power to take the ability of something that can hurt you. Take its ability from it. When car knocks somebody on a high speed, do the person die or the person doesn't die? The person dies. But have you also seen or had experience or heard a testimony of people that a car on a high speed hit them and they survived? Have you heard one before? Yes. It tells you that when God is on one side, all things are possible.
Amen.
When you are meant not to die, nothing can kill you.
Amen.
That is why I tell people, as a child of God, commit your will to the Lord and trust God. Let the enemy do his worst. Let them take their counsel to the region of the sea, and it will come to naught.
Jesus. Amen.
Let them gather together. Let them bring all their weapons and all the things that they know and have best around them or with them. And let them use it against you. Ah, Christ in you is the hope of glory. God will manifest his glory in a very beautiful way.
Amen.
And when people cannot understand why you are still surviving certain challenges in your personal life, you know what it will be said? It will be said, oh, he's a witch. How come he didn't die? He's a witch. He's a wizard. I mean, for him to survive this, he's a wizard. She's a witch. Because they cannot explain. So the only explanation to them is maybe witchcraft. But is that the case? No. Let me tell you, church, come and let us reason together. God wants to reason with you. Each morning when you wake up, That's why the Bible will tell you, have you commanded the morning?
Amen.
And shown the dawn its place? Have you reasoned with me? Have you committed your ways to me? Have you trusted in me? Have you committed your plans? Yes. Don't think that you are good in what you do, and for that matter, you'll be able to produce a better outcome. Your plannings will not always work for you. Your dreams and visions and how you do things will not always produce you a favorable response or a successful outcome. There are times you do your best and it's like your best is not enough. Has it happened to anybody here before?
Yes.
There are times you do your best. You've done it. You believe that, yes, it's going to come. And you'll be shocked that you'll be told that if you are grading from A to F, you'll be told you are in D. How? No. And sometimes you want to say, no, I don't understand. Maybe the teacher doesn't like you. Maybe the teacher is racist. Maybe the teacher is there. You want to find all ways and means to kind of describe why you are at D instead of A or B. But it's not the case. But when God is in a situation of your life, when you feel like you are going to fail, when you feel like it didn't go well, when you feel like you are throwing in the towel, when you feel like that's the end of your life, that's even the time God comes through for you.
Amen.
Sometimes, you see, how God works best, let me tell you. I do not have the accurate or the full picture of the exact how God does his work, but I have had an experiences with this God over the last many years. I have worked for him as his servant, and I've come to understanding of my own personal interactions and personal experiences, and compounding with other people testimonies of their experience with this same God. He works best when it looks like there is no hope. He works best when it looks like you are at the end of the tunnel, when it looks like you've come to the end of the road. Man. When it looks like there is nothing else that you can do or anybody can do. That is when God works best.
Amen.
Has this happened to somebody before? That you come to a particular point, you look like, now, if it's in Ghana, my language will say, anyanyeye. Now, unfortunately, it can't be possible. But that is when God comes through.
Amen.
Have you watched this cartoon? Those ones that they run like that. What's this? It's called
Tom and Jerry.
And they run like, and then they have been chased. And he run and run, he run. And then he gets here, and then, oh, there is a wolf. And all of the sudden, what happens?
He draws.
He gets a pen out of the pocket, and he draws a hole, a door. And then he pushes it and he got in there. Wow. I watched that one time and God said, you see, when it looks like he come and hit the road and then there is no way, they are chasing him, they are coming. Can you see? God said to me, he makes a way where there seems to be no way when you come to the end of the road. Come and let us reason together. This is God inviting us. Meaning that, come and let me share. Let allow me to be part of your life. Don't plan your things all by yourself and do things all by yourself. Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that seems right. There are plannings. There are strategies that men plan, that men strategize. And it looks good. It looks awesome to them. It looks perfect to them. But unknowingly to them, the end thereof are the ways of death. Read it for me.
There is a way which seems right.
There are plans. There are strategies. It seems right. It seems okay. It seems perfect to a man according to your knowledge. It seems absolutely wonderful. But what?
The end thereof,
are the ways of death. Hallelujah. That is why God says, come and reason with me. I know the end from the beginning. Because the beginning of every matter is not as difficult as the end. The beginning is not as difficult as the end. It's like when you start a 3-year course, the first year is not difficult, isn't it? But the more you progress, you see, it becomes difficult. The more you get to the third year, it becomes more difficult. And when you have passed it, then you come out as a qualified person. So the end of every issue or every situation is very difficult one. And God said, come, let me reason with you. Church, no matter how intelligent you are, children of God, no matter how smart, how strong, how dedicated and committed you are, don't trust in your own abilities. The word of God says we should not put our confidence in our own selves. The Bible says chariots are prepared for the day of what?
But.
Chariots are prepared for the day of what? But victory is where?
Belongs to the Lord.
Victory is where? In the hands of the Lord. Chariots are prepared. You train them. You manage them. So the maneuvering skills. Now you know that, yes, you are well equipped. You are ready to get victory. Come on, let's go. And everybody, kacha, 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 kacha. But the victory is in the hands of God.
Amen.
God can choose to give you victory even if your chariots are not well prepared. If you have consulted him, he will give you victory when even your chariots are not well prepared.
Man.
One day, God told Gideon, what are you doing? He says, we're going to fight these people. These Midianites, these enemies, these things, anti-harvest forces, we need to fight them. We need to finish them. He says, is that why you've taken all these people? He says, yes, because they are many. They are numerous. So we have to gather. We have to kind of find a number of soldiers or people like this. And God said, are you really sure these numbers will give you victory? Of course, God, you know what I mean? God, you are multitude. We have to be multitude. God said, most of these multitude are rubbish. They are liability for you. They are not asset. Most of these are liability. You see, victory is in my hands when you go with even few. When you go with this multitude, you go and win, you will think that because you had multitude, so yes. But when you go with few and you win, you know that your victory is not in multitudes. Okay. Let me see it. Go to the river and go and drink. Go, take them. I'll show you which one to take, send home, and which one. And you know the story already. I don't want to go much deep. Till they went to the water, they drank it. Some were licking it with their mouth and tongue like dogs, while others were fetching it with their hands, holding on to their weapons. And God said, you saw those ones that were doing like dogs? Let the dogs go home. And then he separated them from this one. Said, 300? Hey, God, you don't know, how have you forgotten the number of those who are coming against us? God said, look, I'm an omnipotent God, omniscient God, and omnipresent God. Meaning that I'm everywhere, I know everything, and then I can do all things. So I know their number, I know who, their capacity, their capability, I know everything. But these people are more of a liability to you than assets. To humanity, this is limited. But to the infinite God, it is an absolute fact. He made them go home. When he came back, did he come back with victory?
Yes.
With those few people? Yes. Because victory is where? In the hands of the Lord. Victory was not in the multitude of people. Can I hear a better amen?
Amen.
Oh, I said victory was not in the multitude of what? The people. But victory was in the hands of the Lord. Beloved in Christ Jesus, I want to remind each and every one of you, especially every one of you who is here, who feels a bit frustrated and downcast, that God in his infinite wisdom has a particular purpose for your life.
Amen.
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 Victory is way in the hands of the Lord. Let me show you a scripture. Psalm 44, the Bible says, and this is what the Bible says, verse number 3. In fact, let me read it from verse number 1. We're reading from NIV version, and quickly you hear. The man of God, just look for it. Psalm 44,
we,
verse 1.
We have heard it with our ears.
Please listen to this. We have heard this with our ears, O God.
Our ancestors have told us.
Our ancestors have told us.
What you did in their days.
What you did in their days.
In days long ago.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear that? We have heard. Our fathers, our ancestors, they told us what you have done, what you did in their days. And listen, with your hand you drove out the nation. With whose hand? Your hand. But where is God? God is in heaven. They are on earth here. But they said that the nation on earth here, they were driven by God's hand.
Right.
And he's talking about God's power.
Man.
God's supernatural capabilities. With your hand, you drove out the nation. You planted our ancestors. You crushed the people. You made our ancestors flourish. All these were happened to our fathers through what? Through your hand, through your mighty power.
Amen.
That's what it means. Through your mighty power, you drove out the nation. You planted our ancestors. You crushed the people. And you made our ancestors flourish. You see, that is what the mighty power of God can do in your personal life.
Amen.
When you come to reason with him.
Amen.
That is why it is important that as a church of God, you always reason with God. Because with the right hand of God, you are much more than a victorious.
Amen.
And listen to the verse number 3. It was not by your sword, it was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
Amen.
It was not by their sword. They were having sword. They were fighting the enemy, the Midianites, and then the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites. But it was not by their sword that they won the land. It was not by their sword. It was not by their capabilities that they had the victory they had. Our fathers have told us. This is the director of music, the sons of Korah, who are recording this information. And they are saying, this is the report our fathers gave to us. They said the victory we had was not as a result of their capabilities or their connections. But you, O God, when they reasoned with you, you gave them the victory.
Amen.
Check the scriptures. The time they didn't reason with God, you will see that they were defeated. You will see that they were what? Defeated. When they had won victory over many nations that were stronger and powerful to them than them. when they have defeated them, and they came to a place and they saw these people called Ai and that tiniest people, and think that, oh, this one, they were going to finish them like this. And when they failed to do consultation, and when some of them, like Achan, had done what needs not to be done, harboring things in their tent, they lost the battle. But let me show you a particular verse here. I love this. Through you, we push back our enemy. This is what our fathers told us. Through your name, we trample on our foes. Look at verse 6 and 7. I love this. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies, and you put our adversaries into shame. Did you hear that?
Amen.
I have sword. I have weapons. I don't put my trust in it. I put my trust in you. And I still hold on to my bows and arrows. I do what needs to be done, but I am not believing in myself that because I have learned, I'm going to pass this exam. But I believe in you, that you are the one who gives victory. That's why I told you that horses are prepared for day of battle. Not horses are just jumped onto battle. Prepared.
Amen.
But victory is not in the preparation of the chariots and the horses. The victory is in the hand of the Lord. And through your hand, we push back our enemy. You crushed your people through your hand. You planted them. You gave them ability to flourish. And he says that victory is in you. So come to me, church. I want you to all the time draw closer to your maker.
Amen.
Coming to the Lord is never a waste of time. There are sometimes in your personal life, I'm too tired, I'm weak. And sister, brother, you have the energy today. You have the capacity, you have the qualification, you have your status. But they can always not produce you what you are looking for.
Right.
The other day you read the scriptures, the integrity of God's word says, oh, I love this. It is not by strength that one prevails. It is not by what? Strength, right. That one prevails. Your prevailing is not embedded in your strength. There is a limitation to your strength. I know people who are not educated, but they've opened businesses and they have hired people who are masters and doctorate, and they are writing for them. I know of a certain man who is a personal friend. He's very, very rich, very wealthy. And anytime we are having a conversation, he will tell me that he loves a particular word that you see. I always say, I'm an epitome of grace. So he borrowed those words and he said, Apostle, you have no idea. He said, as you will say, I'm an epitome of grace. Who am I? I'm illiterate. I finished JSS, junior secondary school. I didn't even go to senior secondary school. I didn't go to A level. I didn't go to uni. But I am where I am by God's special grace today. I have companies and I have companies and I have companies. And I employ more than 500 people. And he says that my secretary did his PhD in the United States of America. And he's here working for me as a secretary writing English. When I tell him what he should write, he put it in the English and sent it. I didn't do the English. I didn't study the English. But I have somebody who did not even just do a degree or a master's. I have somebody who did PhD. I've hired him, I'm paying him, and he's writing English for me. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say to you is that when you reason with God, God can still put you in the limelight. No, education is not always what will take you. In fact, education is very good. It's excellent. I always tell people, even if you are grown up, you should still feel like being educated. Go educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Ignorance, yeah. If you think that education is expensive, it's because possibly you haven't tried ignorance. Okay? Ignorance is more expensive than education. So I said to people, even if you are old, still be educated if you are not. But don't put your confidence in your education, and for that matter, put aside God. Because with that God, things can be rough for you. I'll end the sermon today by saying to you, he says, come to me, come and let us do what?
Reason.
Come and let us what?
Reason together.
At least every day of your life, at least every week of your life, reason with God.
Amen.
Have a quiet time. Talk to God. Ask God, what is your will? What is your purpose for my life? Jesus said, Father, if it is only my will, dear, let this cup pass over, but not my will, but your will be done. Because Jesus knows that his will as a human being will not produce the effectiveness of what God has endorsed for his life.
Man.
It is only the will of God. And so when you look at the verse number 19, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 and the 19, I just elaborated on more on the 18. When you come to the 19 will tell you, if you are willing and obedient,
Man.
You shall eat the best of the land.
Amen.
You see, this message, this long message I've given unto you through God's inspiration and God's direction, for you to enjoy what God has in store for you, it is based on these two. Based on these two, which is what? Your willingness
and your obedience.
Amen. You can choose to pray when you wake up or cannot choose not to pray. You can choose to come to church when it's a Sunday or when it's a midweek, or you can choose not to come. It's all a choice. Sometimes some people, you are weak, you are tired. In fact, you are even much more than tired. You are naked, but you still come. Or you are tired in the morning and you feel like praying, but you look like you are too tired. But you still just pull yourself together. You sit on your bed, you are sleeping half, you are praying half. At least God himself understands that the spirit is willing, the body is weak. You know that as I'm about to get out there, I don't know what is awaiting for me. You communicate. So you are doing your best. Please keep on. Strive. Don't take God out of your life. This human body, there is willingness for us to do things, but we can also be weak because there is a limitation to what the body can do. Please, don't take God out of your life.
Man.
Always reason with him. He said, come and let us reason. How amazing this awesome God wants to reason with us. I want to pray with you that God in his infinite wisdom will help you reason with him and make right choices and decisions. Please come to the front and let us pray within 5 minutes. Come. As you are coming, you are praying in your head that, Father, your word says, I should come and let us read. Even if my, and he carries on Isaiah 1:18b says that, even if your sins are like what?
Scarlet.
Even if your sins are like what?
Scarlet.
What will happen to it?
They will be white as snow.
It will be as white as snow. So I'm not going to look at you. God is saying that I'm not going to say, you are a sinner, go away from me, you who is unclean. God says, I am willing and ready. If you can confess your sin, I am willing and ready to forgive you, to cleanse you, to wash you, to make you whole. So it does not even matter what state of life you are in. Your spirit is willing, but your body is weak. Pray that, oh God, I am a human being. I have weakness. Sometimes I'm supposed to get up and pray, but they're weak. I'm tired. I weakness. All my joints, all my body. Sometimes they're excessive work. Father, I want the things I want to do, I can't do them because of weakness. It can be health weakness. It can be spiritual weakness. It can be emotional, psychological. Just pray to God. You see, God does not condemn anybody. God is always willing and ready to meet us at the point of our need. No human being on earth is perfect, but we always strive to come to him so that he can make us perfect. Lift up your voice, pray, talk to God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God, oh God. Pray to God. I do not put my trust in my sword, because they alone cannot produce victory for me. I put my trust in you because you give us victory over our enemies, and you put our adversary into shame. I want you to pray that, oh God, my trust is in you.
Amen.
My trust is in you, oh God.
Amen.
Give me the daily victory.
Jesus.
Give me the daily victory, oh God.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and pray that, oh God. The Bible says, commit your way unto the Lord and trust in him, and he will do it. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will do it. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will do it. 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 Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him. Commit your choices. Commit your decisions.
For you. Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. Ancient of days, my trust is in you. Isikenu Baba, my trust is in you. I put them on you. My trust is in you. Hey, I put them on you. My trust is in you. Adonai, my trust is in you. Yeshua Mashiach, my trust is in you. Isikanu Baba,
le Baba Halebazuri Aleka Brande de Boshotori Agadayaba.
Ancients of days, my trust is in you.
My trust is in you.
Oh, Alpha and Omega,
my trust is in you.
Oh yeah, I put them on you. My trust is in you. Yeah, I put them on you. My trust is in you. I put them on you.
My trust is in you.
Yeah, I put them on you. My trust
is. Oh yes, Father, our trust is in you. Please lift up your hand towards the altar here. May the Lord be your helper. Receive it.
Amen. Receive it.
Receive it. May the Lord be your helper. May the Lord strengthen you. I pray the Lord strengthens you.
Amen.
I pray the Lord empowers you. I pray the Lord anoints you.
Amen.
I pray the Lord empowers you.
Amen.
I pray the Lord helps you.
Amen.
In your weaknesses.
Amen.
So that you can be strong for him.
Amen.
in your physical weaknesses.
Amen.
So you can be healthy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May any choice and any decision you make, may you succeed.
Amen.
May you succeed.
Amen.
May your will be in alignment with God's will. May your perfect will, may the perfect will of God be your will.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you not fall.
Amen.
May you not fail.
Amen.
May you not be disappointed.
Amen.
May any attempt, any scheme, any device, strategy, and agenda from the pit of hell designed to sabotage you be null and void. I decree and declare non-prosperous to any weapon of the enemy against your life.
Amen.
Chariots are prepared for day of battle, but victory is in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord who holds victory gives you victory.
Amen.
Our fathers have told us that with your right hand you crush the nation, with your right hand you drove the nation, with your right hand you destroy the weapons of the enemy and you flourish them. Father, with your right hand, with your mighty power, establish your people.
Amen.
Father, favor your people.
Amen.
Father, empower your people.
Amen.
Father, strengthen your people.
Amen.
Father, anoint your people.
Amen.
As the year comes to an end, we pray that may the Lord God Almighty, make up heaven and earth and the sustainer of life, sustains you.
Amen.
Strengthens you.
Amen.
Favor you. Amen. Preserve you. Amen. Protect you.
Amen.
And take you to where you are going. Amen. That sometimes one negative choice or decisions of our lives takes us downward hill. Take us downward hill. But I pray that from today, no decision or choice of yours will take you downward hill.
Amen.
But every choice and decision you make will take you upward.
Amen.
Forward.
Amen.
Forward.
Amen.
You will excel. Oh, you will excel.
Amen.
You will fly like a cloud.
Amen.
You will soar like an eagle.
Amen.
This is the integrity of God's word.
Amen.
You shall be the head.
Amen.
And not the tail. You shall be blessed and not be cursed.
Amen.
You shall be first.
Amen.
And not last.
Amen.
We decree and declare.
Amen.
May it come to pass.
Amen.
The Bible says he called the things which are not as
Amen.
Though they were. So then David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. May the Lord shepherd you.
Amen.
May you not be in want.
Amen.
He makes me down lie down in green pastures and he restores my soul. May the Lord let you lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
May your location be green pastures. May the Lord restore your soul.
Amen.
May he lead you on path of righteousness.
Amen.
May he lead you on path of righteousness.
Amen.
Even though you will come through some challenges and you will come to face with some tribulations, but may the Lord let you not be afraid of terror by night,
Amen.
Nor the arrow that fly by day. May God work for you. May all things surrender to your influence.
Amen.
May it be well with you. Receive it.
I receive it.
The word of the Lord says, the word of God do not fail.
Amen.
It stands forever.
Amen.
May God favor the course of your life.
Amen.
From today, you will always be proud of yourself that you served God.
Amen.
You knew God.
Amen.
You had a covenant with him.
Amen.
And you will be proud of your God.
Amen.
Who does not fail.
Amen.
Or fall. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You may be clap